Welcome to How to Make It Work, the radio show and podcast where we dive into real stories of people making life work in their own unique way. I'm your host, Annika. Let's get started. Today on How to Make It Work, I'm chatting to somebody very well known in our local surf scene. I am talking to certified surf coach and founder of the Dames Surf Club, Nina Nook. She's originally from France, where she started out as a ski and swim instructor and lifeguard. She discovered surfing when she moved to New Zealand, where she fell in love with the sport and the raglan community. Nina is still here, sharing that passion. She's running women-focused surf coaching, retreats, and workshops. And through her nonprofit surf community, The Dames, she helps women gain confidence in the water. It is a movement that makes raglan surf breaks more inclusive and more uplifting than ever. So let's dive in. Welcome to the show, Nina.
Thank you so much, Annika.
We've been trying to plan this meetup for weeks now. You're so busy these days. You went to Japan for a retreat, I think.
Indonesia for a retreat,
oh, yeah?
And then Japan for maybe a future little surprise retreat. Let's see.
Oh, exciting. I want to know more about it, but maybe we can start out with your journey. So you're originally from France. What brought you to the surf breaks here in Raglan?
A friend, Juliette. Actually, I didn't know about raglan at all because I wasn't a surfer before, and I heard of this place just because the town, you know, because it's like a lot of international people, and then a lot of people from everywhere here, and I think that what brought me here at the start. And I spent the week here surfing, and I was like, oh my God, this is the place I want to live in, for now at least. And it's been almost 9 years, so
wow.
Yeah, a little while now.
Yeah, that's what happens in Raglan, you just get stuck here. So you've never tried surfing before. I mean, France has really good surf breaks too, right?
Yeah, I wasn't surfing, I was half drowning, nose diving, paddling a lot in France. And that's why I discovered surfing in Raglan, because before I never really catch a wave or whatever, you know. It was more like a dramatic surf scene than an actual paradise.
What's the difference between the surf breaks in France and maybe where you grew up and here in Raglan?
I grew up in the mountains, so the surf break is an existent deal. But in France, on the West Coast, it's just like beach breaks mainly, and a lot of people during the summer, really small waves, way bigger during the winter. It's not like here, it's not as consistent as New Zealand. I don't know if there is breaks in the world that are as consistent as New Zealand, actually, to be honest. But yeah, and then in France, a lot of localism that you don't really have here too much yet, but I reckon it's probably coming around. I know the Naranui beach is just absolutely fantastic to learn, you know. It's just like sand bottom, not too many people at all, super safe. Super safe if you know where to go, super safe beach. And you can surf at any tides. Which is completely different in France and in many parts of the world, because it's really tide dependent, usually, the surfing. Yeah.
So how did you get into the surf coaching? Do you remember the moment you realized surfing is not only a hobby?
I think it's still only a hobby. I don't know. I found I love so much being there and watching the ocean, and then just being in the ocean, that when I go to work, that's so weird to say, actually, but when I go give a lesson or a coaching, a class, whatever you want to call it, it's really like when you share what you really love, it just like, I don't know, it falls into places. It's not like, I don't know how I fell into coaching. I was coaching before in France quite a lot. Like, I have a master's degree in sports science and training. So I was doing that with many other sports, you know, but with the surf, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like I'm in Raglan. I'm interacting with the ocean every day. And that was kind of like, okay, the path, you know, like I just follow the path, and then, I hope I'm doing a good thing.
So how did it feel like charging for your first coaching session?
Well, I was working for a surf school for many years, for 5 years. And so I didn't feel like I was charging. They charge and they pay me. But then, yeah, that fell through 3 years ago after COVID, actually. And I decided to start my dream. And I was like, you know what? What I missed when I came to Raglan was actually like women surround me to help me to get out there with no judgment, no competition, no like, oh, I have the best board. Oh, see my board, it's new. Oh, see my thing. Oh, my board is bigger. My board is smaller. No, no, no. You know, like I needed just like, yes, a crew. And that's what I tried to start 3 years ago with the dames. And it was just like, yeah, three sessions and just trying to meet girls around Raglan. And then they became a bit bigger, a bit bigger, a bit bigger. And then this year only, I start to, yeah, actually run coaching session and private lessons and kid lessons also, family lessons. And yeah, exciting.
It is a pretty exciting journey. Why do you think it is important to have women-only surf spaces?
Because there is so many men things happening already. And I feel like when it's woman-only, there is not this, like, yeah, the judgment. I think we all feel judged when there is a man around. I don't know why. Well, I kind of guess so. And we're not as focused on ourselves also, you know, like it becomes just like super competitive and we want to do better and we want to maybe show them that we can do it. But if we just women, it's like, well, you know, we're all the same. And it doesn't matter if you're here just to bodyboard or just to swim or to stand up and do turns or whatever. We all coming here because we feel safe all together and we want to laugh and have fun. And I feel like this is something also that sometimes when there is male around, this is forgotten, you know, this part of like, well, we're here because we want to enjoy ourselves. That's it. It doesn't matter really if we catch 10,000 waves. We're here and happy.
Yeah, you know, that's something I've discussed more than once, actually, on my show. I had Leonie, the surf girl, NZ here, and we talked about it as well, because she's really good at building that community of women being supported. And yeah, one of my own experiences, just the other day at Manu Bay, I mean, it's just so crowded, which is, I feel, the most dangerous thing about the surf at Manu Bay.
Yeah.
And I got run over by a guy. And luckily, it's just my board that got the dings, not my body or my fingers. But I also feel like not seen in the water as a woman. I feel like other women see you more in the water. And guys just focus on themselves and the waves.
Yeah, there is some guys that are amazing. And they're really supportive in the water, you know. Mm-hmm. Like there is some people that just like to share. They love sharing and it works well, you know. But most of the time, I don't know, like every time I have a problem or trouble in the water, it's with guys, you know. It's not with women at all. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we're more like, we observe maybe more, we're more patient, we're not into this like mindset of like, okay, I only have an hour and I need to catch 50 waves. Well, this comes also with, sorry, I didn't, without transition. This comes also with like the watch and all those Apple things, you know, like counting how many waves in an hour. All those things, I feel like it brings the wrong stuff out there. Like when you go surfing, well, you don't know when you're going to touch the water. You don't know when you're going to catch your first wave and you don't know when you're going to come back in because it's not up to you. You know, like it's up to the environment mainly, you know. And of course, more knowledge you have about the ocean and about the your local break or whatever, more waves you're going to catch and more certainty you're going to have. But that's why surfing is amazing, is because you have no clue what's going to happen. It's like, it's not like you're signing up for, a Pilates session and you know that you arrive at 8, at 8:50, you're done. You're going to sweat, drink a liter of water, and next day you're going to have sore muscles. At surfing, you have no idea. Yeah. Maybe you're going to keep your hair dry for 2 hours. Maybe you're just going to get smashed for 2 hours. Maybe you're going to have the best session of your life and you're going to catch 50 waves. Maybe there will be people, maybe not. Maybe the wind's going to turn. Maybe there will be no wind. You know, like, you have no clue. And that's what's beautiful, you know? But also, that's why I think it's really impressive and it's nice to have a community around, because so many uncertainty. And if you go out there with already one thing that you're sure, your mates, it makes things easier.
That's so true. And thank you so much for mentioning this, because it's actually something I have to remember or remind myself as well, because I do sometimes go out there and get really frustrated. And I remember only last week, I think it was my first surf session at the beach this season. And it worked pretty well. Like, I saw so many people out there catching waves, having fun. I mean, mainly guys. And I was struggling to even get into the lineup. Because at the beach, sometimes it's really hard to paddle against the waves. And it got me so frustrated. And I guess what you're saying, like, when the community comes in and you're with your girls, you're just paddling and the whitewash doesn't matter. Yeah. You're just having fun. So.
And we're not paddling against the waves.
Yes.
We're paddling with the waves.
Exactly. That's the mindset that I need to remind myself. It's amazing.
And sometimes if it's not your day, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's not your day. It's maybe like, okay, this is me today and I need to embrace it. And I will come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And maybe tomorrow the ocean will give me another gift, you know?
So you're already really good at describing the community and the atmosphere within the Dames. Can you remember one specific moment or story of connection that really stick with you?
Well, actually, last night I had a really late private lesson with this lady that I called Kelly. That some people mentioned me on the notice board, and then she was looking for someone. Like, it was like Sunday night, really late, you know. The tide was quite low, and I told her, like, look, we meet, we have a look at the ocean and we decide, you know. And it was actually working pretty well. The beach was beautiful, the sunset was amazing. And then she's been surfing for like 5 years, struggled because she wanted to get a smaller board, and so we had a little chat on the sand and stuff, and went out, and after an hour of battering around and she was getting really frustrated and annoyed about herself, I was like, hey, look, we're just here to bodyboard, we're not standing up here, we forget about this, you know. She was like, what? I'm like, yeah, you're gonna catch this wave and I don't want you to stand up, you just lay down. And she was like, oh, well, okay. You know, like, she didn't have to think about nothing anymore. And so she got that wave and she ended up standing up and riding the wave all the way to the beach because the focus wasn't on the standing up. It was just on the, okay, I enjoyed the ride.
Yeah.
I'm a glider. I'm a pussy glider. I just enjoy the ride, you know, like, and because of that, she didn't overthink. And she was just like happy sliding, that it just came naturally, you know, it just flow. When things flow, it works. When you go against the current, it doesn't work. We're not salmons.
I love that. Still flopping around in the water, though.
Yeah, sometimes.
And just to add, pussy gliders, I think that used to be the name of the Dames. What inspired you for that name?
The pussy glider name?
Yes.
Oh, well, we were like 3 years ago with the girls, and one of them was Jody. Actually, I haven't seen Jody. Jody, if you hear us now, come back out. Jody, she's an amazing equestrian, and she actually trains people that goes to Olympics and stuff.
Wow.
And she lives out in Temata or something. I can't remember. But yeah, we were chatting and then laughing on the car park, and then Pussy Glider came up, and yeah, we decided to add to the Dames, the Pussy Gliders. But now that is an official thing. We took the Pussy Gliders out, but we're still going to have t-shirts with Pussy Gliders riding on them.
I think it's a perfect name. It's pretty good.
It's a funky name.
when we look at the business side of things, because this podcast is also about running your own business, so it comes with challenges as well. On the one hand, you offer nonprofit sessions with the Dames, but you also do private coaching. So how do those two sides work together, especially when you need or when you look at making it financially sustainable for you?
Yeah, so at the beginning, everything was kind of free, and it was like $100 per year for the adhesion to the club. And then, yeah, and then I was every week like just running sessions like this. And then now this year, I decided to separate a little bit the nonprofit organization, which is now $50, like at the sailing club. Same, you know, like twice a month, I put a session up and who wants comes. And then all the events and stuff, like we did like a little film projection. You were not here, right?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, yeah. So a little film projection. I think we're going to do it again. But on the 21st of December, we're doing like a little paddle out and a clothes swap.
Yeah,
at nice. Manuvé. Yeah, 12 until like later on during the afternoon. And so that's the non-profit organization part. And then I'm working with some brands and stuff like this, so the girls can get like good discounts on wetsuits and wax and stuff like this. And then the other part of it is me as a sole trader, probably really soon as the Dames Raglan Limited, running the private sessions that if you're a member of the club, you get 20% off all my sessions also. So it kind of like just like collab and work together. And also I want to say a big thank you to Green Waves because they've been helping me out with like hiring the surfboards and then being there for me when I needed the wetsuits and stuff. So that's been a good collaboration also, you know, like to hire the boards and stuff after my lessons. People go there and yeah, those guys are amazing.
Yeah, big shout out to the surf school, Green Wave, local surf school here in Raglan. I used to work for them too.
Really Green amazing Wave. Guys. They're amazing guys. Amazing guys.
I try to get Zena onto my radio show, but he's a bit shy.
Oh my God, next time.
One day. So when we look at the business side of things, what's been the biggest challenge running your own business here in Raglan?
The taxes. Oh yes. My God. All the paperwork and taxes and stuff like this. I have no idea. Never done it before, you know, like, so yeah. Yeah. That's been last year was easy because it wasn't too much. And this year is, yeah, I need to get into that a bit more. But mainly now it's been quite nice because I mean, like, surfing, you don't really need much, right? Like you have a board and a wetsuit and you just use the playground that is already there. So it's quite easy. It's not like making cake like my friend Andrea. Like now you have to think about a lot of things, you know, like for us, we're interacting with nature. So
Free FM 89.0.
The Fighting Stigma Show is all about mental health, well-being, and what can we do in our everyday life to actually improve our lives.
Progress to Health brings you Fighting Stigma, Thursdays at midday.
I'm your host, Vanessa, and I invite you to come listen to The Fighting Stigma Show.
Thursdays at 12 noon, and available as a podcast each week from accessmedia.nz and via iTunes.
We talk about lots of tips and tricks and different things that can make a bit of a difference.
Fighting Stigma.
And we kind of just embrace that we're different and we're fabulous.
On Free FM 89.0.
Discover something new in the Free FM Music Zone. It's where we dig deep into the music we love with shows hosted by serious music fans. But there's always space for more. If you're an expert in any specific music genre and have the material, knowledge and time, we want to talk to you. Find out more at freefm.org.nz under Get Involved. The Free FM Music Zone, nightly from 10 on 89.0 FM. Or ask your smart speaker to play Free FM 89.0.
But maybe in your case, it's also quite a seasonal job. So how do you survive over winter?
I don't know. I haven't done it yet.
Oh, you just started.
It's the first year that I'm not working in other jobs and that I'm doing that. So, well, over winter this year, I reckon I will go to France to do another season. And yeah, just seasonal jobs and yeah, trying to work a lot and super hard for 5 months, and then 2 months gap somewhere with a surf retreat maybe, and then another like 3 months back in France for a season there, and then another retreat, and then back to New Zealand. And let's do it again.
That's the good thing about seasonal jobs too. You just spend, you just skip winter and you spend summer here in New Zealand and then summer in Europe. That's amazing.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you can do it, it's good.
Yeah. So you've been mentioning already, you also do some retreats and workshops. Do you have any upcoming events you want to talk about?
Yeah. So there is this like Christmas clothes swap on the 21st of December at Manu Bay. Please come around. It's just, it's not just like a clothes swap. It's just like put on the clothes that you want to give away and try to grab some clothes from someone else that they want to give away. And that can be like a little recycle, you know, secondhand little gift for a green Christmas. And then, no, there is still like the surf and Pilates events. I have one on the 20th, 9 a.m., one on the 27th at 9 a.m. also. And yeah, you get like a Naudo Pilates class and some French crepes and a surf class. And then, yeah, all the way January, every Saturday, surf and Pilates. And then I'm running a retreat on the 6th, 7th and 8th of February.
Here in Raglan?
Here in Raglan, yes. So it's going to be like surf, yoga, Pilates, barbecue, photos, and more.
And then the retreat in France next year.
And then the retreat in France in September. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do the retreats look like when you think about the one you did in Indonesia? Maybe you can tell us a bit about that one.
So the one in Indonesia was probably the last one that I'm going to run at this spot. Stay tuned because there might be another one like late September next year. It's just like, you know, those retreats like well-being, I guess. You just like surf, chill, do some little stretch, enjoy yourself, eat good food, regenerate, meet girls also that wants to do the same. And yeah, and I hope it creates like some human connections, you know. And yeah, I think the girls are still surfing together. And actually, I have like three of them from the retreat in Bali. They coming back to the sessions.
Nice.
Yeah, every weekend also. So it's pretty cool, you know, like it just, yeah, it creates actual friends. And yeah.
So your retreats and your workshops are for women only?
Yeah, woman only. I really want to keep that up for the private lessons, and then the family lessons and stuff like this is different. But yeah, for the retreat, I really want to keep woman only surf retreat. And I just feel way more confident also just being surrounded by women. And yeah, that's something that, yeah, I really want to keep that up. I don't want men in my retreats.
It's okay.
Sorry, guys.
Maybe someday.
Yeah, maybe some days, but it will be a full other thing, you know? Like, I feel like the girls, they're coming also because it's woman only. And they feel safe.
Yep.
It's a safe environment. You don't have... Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. Yeah, it's funny when men are around. It just changed the whole thing.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
You know, like, and it's so hard to explain. And it's so hard to explain to guys also, you know, because it's maybe it's something that it's stuck in our head. I don't think so. I just think like, yeah, and there is already so many guys out there.
I think we deserve having a break from guys sometimes.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm wondering about the Pilates and yoga sessions in January. Do you coach Pilates as well, or do you do collaborations?
No. I do a collab with Marlin that is amazing, and she does all the outdoor Pilates sessions for the surf and Pilates program. And then for the retreats, we've been working with Elena Auri, that I guess everyone knows her. I said Auri, but she's Pulido. And she's going to be like, oh my God, Nina, you scratched my name. Yeah, Elena, yes, been doing the Pilates and yoga for the surf retreats. And yeah, it's been amazing to have them around also. Mm-hmm. I like co-working with like other women. I feel like you're learning a lot. Mm. And actually this weekend I'm going to go and work at the Mount with a lady from the Mount also. And yeah, maybe start some sessions at the Mount.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
And when we look at the surf classes, you said New Zealand is quite consistent with the waves. And you also already said that it's depending on nature. So if you have those dates for the retreats and the surf classes, how do you deal with, imagine you turn up to the beach and it's flat?
Yeah, well, this is the thing that stresses me most. Because as I said, like, you don't decide, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I guess, and I hope when people sign up for retreats, and I know in the back of the head, they know that we're interacting with something that it's not a pool, like it's not a wave pool. We don't decide what's going to happen, you know? And I try to pick the right season for the waves at the location that I put the retreats to have this, you know, like to make it better already. But then if you get there and it's a flat week, it's a flat week. And then you get there and it's a huge week. It's a huge week. And then if it's glassy, wow, it's glassy. But if it's windy as well, you can't do anything, you know. So I'm trying to have some backups and then try to get to other spots around or do some other things. Mm. You know, there is many things to do.
Have you never had clients who wanted their money back or anything because the waves didn't work?
No, well, you can't really, you know, like it's like, well, you don't sign up for a wave pool retreat that you 100% know that you're going to get waves, you know? So if you sign up for an actual retreat, well, this is actually part of surfing, you know, like there is some weeks it works, some weeks it doesn't work. And if you want to go only when it works, don't sign up for a retreat 6 months in advance. Yeah. This is not good ad for my retreats, right?
No. I think it's really good. I think, yeah, what can you do about nature? It's like you're saying you have to go with the flow, not paddle against it. So I think that's...
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do.
And I think if you want to be a better surfer, you need to understand that also, you know, like, well, it's not every day the same. It's not every day working. And that's why it's beautiful also. Imagine if you had like a chocolate cake every night on the table after dinner, you will not enjoying as much as if it's just once
a
month or once a year, you know, you get sick of it. Well, we have chocolate cake every night on the table.
Really, you
in
do?
Raglan.
Oh, yeah, with the waves.
Yes,
yeah,
with the waves.
It's pretty good. So you already said a bit about the future of the Dames, that you might offer sessions at the Mound. What else? Is there anything coming up for the Dames in the future? Or what would you wish for the future of the Dames?
I wish that we will be more involved in the club, in the surf club, you know, like more ideas, more events. I wish that someone or like many of you girls out there could come and be like, hey, now look, we should do this, or like, let's organize this. And I wish there would be a bit more push towards that side, like doing more events. In January we're gonna do a beach cleanup also.
Nice.
After Sound Splash.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What a good idea.
Yeah. So I will give you the date, but it's gonna be just after Sound Splash on a Sunday evening, you know, like when everyone leaves, and doing a beach cleanup. And that's pretty much it. I would love to go to Whangamata or to the East Coast with the girls from the club, and we could do some surfing there and camping. Yeah, I love camping.
Me too.
Yeah.
So how many people are members at the moment at the club?
There is 20 or 25 members in the club, but many people are just supporting the club financially, you know, and then we bought t-shirts that they coming up this week, I hope. T-shirts and stickers and stuff that we give away to the club members. But yeah, it's still like super small, and yeah, I wish we could find like some actual sponsors and people that could actually support the club, and we could put things into places, you know, organize little comps at the beach, like get one or two foam boards for the kids of the girls from the club, you know, like all those things would be absolutely amazing. But yeah, me by myself, I can't do it all. So
that would be amazing to get the community more engaged and join and have more events. I think that sounds really cool. Yeah, so if you're listening right now, maybe you can contact Nina. What's the best way to reach out?
TheDamesRaglan@gmail.com.
So that's for the community-driven events and the sessions. How often do you meet up with the girls to go out for sessions?
Twice a month during the summer. During the winter, we did once a week.
Oh, nice.
Every time that the surf is good, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but yeah.
I should have signed up in winter because I really wasn't motivated to go out surf.
Yeah, and that's why during the winter it's amazing.
Yeah.
Because we all down, and yeah, we need to, you know, like if we hold hands, it's easier to get us out there.
How many girls usually show up for the surf sessions?
Last year there was many, many during the summer, like 12, 13. This year we haven't had a big turn up, to be honest. Everyone is quite busy, and so last one we were 4 or 5, but still pretty nice. And then sometimes we have the sessions at Manu Bay, so some girls from the club, they don't come because they don't have the level yet, you know. When we have the sessions at the beach, it's way more popular. It's cool. It's super cool.
It sounds really nice. I always like to end my episode with some wise words. If you have one message to a woman who's listening right now and she's not sure about should she go out surf, like she's doubting her skills, what would you tell her?
I think the hardest is actually doing it. Just come once. Even if you're scared, we're all in the same jar. Like seriously, we all have our feet on the same, touching the same sand, you know, like just come and see. And if you don't like it, don't come back. But yeah, there is many women that texting me a lot, you know, like, oh, maybe I can make it. Maybe now I should come, but I'm so scared. Just come once. And that's the hardest. The hardest part is actually coming to one session.
Showing up.
Exactly. Yeah. Just this little commitment and then you're hooked anyway. So
yeah.
That's it. Just come.
Just come and know that we're all in this together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing words to end this episode. Thank you so much for coming, Nina.
Thank you, Annika.
You've been listening to How to Make It Work with me, Annika. Catch us live on Raglan Community Radio every Monday at 12:30 or listen anytime on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Until next time, keep finding your way and keep making it work.
Independent community media for the Waikato. Free FM. 89.0.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.